Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. This is August the 18th, 2022. Oh, my goodness. The time has gone by like no tomorrow. Hey, thank you, everybody, for joining us. Hey, if you would, please do me a huge favor. Please do me a huge favor. I want you to get out a pen and paper and call this number, all right? We're going to give you a number here to call. I want you to get out a pen and paper. I want you to call this number. And please, 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 you have to push 1 after you call this number. Shannon, you going to get the number out?
Yeah, the number is 516-595-8069, and you need to push number 1 to come on the line. Once again, it's 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line to talk to Mr. Will Johnson.
Awesome, awesome. All right, everybody, so we're talking about the FBI. The FBI has literally done it again. You know, the first time, Shannon, the FBI did something like this and it was brought to everyone's attention was with Comey and with Hillary Rodham Clinton when Hillary Rodham Clinton decided to destroy evidence that was subpoenaed, mind you. They subpoenaed this evidence.
Yeah, and she destroyed her server after it was subpoenaed.
After the subpoena came in. She then decided to destroy evidence. Nothing happened to her. Comey came out and said no reasonable prosecutor would even pick up this case. And I'm thinking, what reasonable prosecutor is he talking about? Because a reasonable prosecutor would say, hey, you just broke the law, but they didn't do anything. But then that wasn't the last thing the FBI did. The second thing that I recall was the FBI with the whole fake dossier. You remember that? The FBI,
yeah, absolutely.
They did the fake dossier, having people believe that, or trying to get people to believe that President Trump was colluding directly with Russia to undermine the 2016 election. Again, another fraudulent story by the FBI, another one. And then, you know what, it doesn't stop there, which is really amazing. After that one, we had the two impeachment hearings, which they said that, you know, the FBI and all that was working in it. Then we had the Mueller report. The Mueller report, all of that, $42 million later, the Mueller report came out and said that President Trump did not directly work with Russia to interfere. And on top of that, the FBI was actually spying on President Trump during the 2016 election. And then they want to ignore that. And then on top of that, then we have, what, Governor Whitmer. Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She played along with this whole fraudulent kidnapping scheme that was supposedly against her that the FBI orchestrated. So the FBI orchestrated this kidnapping, and we're supposed to believe that it was AKA Trump supporters. And come to find out, it was the FBI. That wasn't it. You know, there's so many more things in between then. You can even go to, say, January the 6th, because many people even talked about January the 6th being an issue. And January the 6th was, you know, the violence that we saw was caused by the FBI. The FBI was trying to get people to go in and do terrible things during that day. And then it still doesn't stop. The FBI again. The FBI went to President Trump's home back in June because they said, hey, there's some documents that we're missing that we need to find. We need to locate these documents. And they said, okay, the documents are here. Get what you need. President Trump said, get what you need, whatever it is that you need. They're right here. Go ahead and get them. And then back in June, they took away 15 boxes of material. And President Trump said, hey, if you need anything, just let me know. Whatever it is you need, I'll provide it to you. If that's not cooperation, Shannon, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and you know what? Today, the judge actually heard the hearing about whether or not they're going to unseal the documents, right?
Unseal the affidavit.
The affidavit, right? The reason why they did the search.
Well, see, you jumped before me. So the FBI now has raided Mar-a-Lago, which everyone listening to this right now is fully aware that they raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home because of documents supposedly that President Trump kept, and they were trying to make a connection with nuclear codes. This was really crazy here, mind blowing. So who put that information out there that it was nuclear code? Whoever started that, they started a rumor trying to make it look like it was worse than what it was, trying to make President Trump look bad. And they raided his home, went through Melania Trump's drawers, her closet. This, you know, they trashed the place, right? They did all of this. And again, this is the same FBI that have done all this corruption, this fraudulent stuff for the Democrat Party.
And well, let me ask you something. Don't you think it's telling that President Trump is the one that wants it completely unsealed?
Yeah, he's saying
right?
Let it all out.
He's the one saying let it all out, and the government's going, oh, wait a minute, we don't really want to do that. Because now supposedly there was a spy at Mar-a-Lago, right?
They're saying there was a spy with inside of the Trump camp. But right. You know what? They knew what documents President Trump had because they asked President Trump to put a padlock. They asked him, hey, just go ahead and put a padlock on this door. And President Trump said, okay, I agree. I'll put a padlock on it. So they knew what he had because
yeah.
They left it there.
Yeah, so the judge that overheard the hearing today, his name is the U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart. He ordered documents related to the FBI raid to be partially sealed and some will remain, partially unsealed, some will remain sealed. He said, I find that on the present record, the government has not met its burden of showing that the entire affidavit should remain sealed. It is ordered that by noon Eastern time on Thursday, August 25th of 2022, the government shall file under seal its proposed redactions along with a legal memorandum setting forth the jurisdiction for the proposed redactions. So they're going to, I'm not sure if that means they have to propose what the redactions are going to be or if at that time they can release it with the redactions. I'm not, you know, sometimes all that legal jargon.
Mm-hmm. The legal jargon.
Right.
Yeah, I completely agree. But, you know, the biggest thing to me here is that if they're going to redact something, what are they going to redact?
Well,
the left wanting is the Biden administration just came out recently saying that they want to keep it sealed because it might leak out sensitive confidential information. They're the ones behind all of this. Why wouldn't they want the American people to know that President Trump actually committed a crime? Why wouldn't they want the American people to know that? You think about that? Think about that, Shannon. Why wouldn't they want people to know? The reason why they want people to know is because they know there's nothing there. They have something to hide.
Yeah, so supposedly their whole argument is, it says this is not a precedent we want to set. This is the guy arguing to seal up the affidavit. He says the government is very concerned about the safety of witnesses in this case. So they're saying there's witnesses that are to be protected. But I guarantee it's going to be more than witness names that are redacted. What do you think, Will?
I think so. I think there's going to be more than that. They're going to keep all the information out that they can. They want to prevent people from knowing the truth because that's what they're all about.
I mean, even
they don't want people to know the truth.
Even the judge doesn't seem like he's like, oh, yeah, steal that. There's too much in there to protect.
Yeah,
right.
The judge is like, what's here? The judge has just let the cat out the bag,
yeah,
basically. The judge is saying, there's nothing here.
Yeah, he's saying they pretty much
there's nothing here.
Hard time proving their case.
There's
why.
Nothing yeah. here. So what is it? The judge is saying, please explain to me exactly what it is you're trying to hide, because there's nothing to hide here. And the reason what they're trying to hide is hide the fact that there's nothing there. This is only going to prove that they did this for political reasons.
Yeah,
and the FBI did this for the Democrat Party.
you know, I guarantee that the liberal media is not going to talk about how the judge was like, you really didn't prove your case to keep the whole thing sealed, right? Like, what is so overwhelming in here that we have to seal the whole thing is basically what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
That's what I said. He just revealed it all, that there's nothing there.
And how often does a guilty person, if there's really something in there that can hurt Trump, how often does a guilty person say, unseal it all?
No, a guilty person wouldn't say that.
That's right.
Because they would be trying to hide it.
Right.
They would most definitely be trying to hide it. They wouldn't want people to see any of it, but they can't help themselves, right? They can't help themselves, so they're trying to make it look like President Trump is the one. And President Trump is not the one. They are the ones that's doing this. They're the ones that's caused this problem. They're the ones that got their hand caught in the cookie jar. They did this, and now they're trying to cover it up. They want everyone to believe that, hey, everything is fine. There's nothing to look at here. We have to keep it sealed because we have to keep the identity of the FBI agents involved. We have to keep them sealed. We have to keep the identity of the paperwork that they were looking for. You know what? They can list the items of the paperwork that they were looking for, supposedly missing, without showing us the content of that information. So them trying to redact everything, they're trying to redact it to make it look like it was really bad. Oh, we have to redact all this stuff. This stuff is so top secret you can't see it. What? The judge is already saying it. There's nothing there.
Yeah, I'm wondering what it's going to look like, you know, when it is released. What it's going to look like. Is it there's so much redacted or is it just a few names? Because it sounds like that's what they're trying to protect is people.
No, they're trying to protect the Biden administration. Is what it is.
Well, Biden didn't know about it.
How do you not know about it?
Will. He didn't know.
How do you not know?
He didn't know.
That's like saying that the Obama didn't know that they were spying on Trump.
Biden doesn't even know we're in a recession, that there's inflation happening. He doesn't know that.
He doesn't even know
that the border isn't secure.
It's an invasion. He doesn't know that.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, I believe that. I believe that he doesn't know. I mean, I don't believe he knows where he is from day to day. I mean, just to be serious. So, you know, talking about Mar-a-Lago, if we can, I want to talk about how the FBI has admitted to taking President Trump's passports, even, right? And you know what? They want that story to go away. They want that story to go away. And we're still talking about the same fraudulent FBI. You have Mike Pence even coming out speaking up for the seventh floor of the FBI.
Yeah, I want to know what your thoughts is of that because Pence
Let me talk about
we'll
the
talk
passport
about
and then we get to Pence. And
okay.
The reason why I brought that up is because they're trying to say that Mike Pence or they're trying to say that the FBI, the seventh floor of the FBI, needs to stop being attacked because of all of this, verbally attacked. No one's advocating for physical attack of the FBI. No one's doing that.
But
we're not advocating for it.
No. You're right.
That's
no
point.
Advocation.
We're not advocating for physical violence, but
right.
You know what? They deserve all of the verbal violence they can get. The verbal violence.
Well, they deserve the criticism.
They've
absolutely.
Earned it. They've earned it.
Absolutely.
They've earned it. So I want you to listen to something, Shannon, because this was someone reporting talking about the FBI actually admitting to taking President Trump's passports when they were not on the subpoena. Let me ask you real quick before I play this audio clip, Shannon. You worked in as an HR years ago, and you've done inventory of certain things, right? This is cool.
Sure.
Inventory.
I mean, personnel files, yeah.
Yeah, inventory, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have that inventory, do you go off on a checklist of the inventory or you just make it up as you go along?
Well, there's a checklist.
There is a checklist.
Yeah.
So they had a subpoena when they went into Mar-a-Lago. When they went into Mar-a-Lago, they had a checklist. The subpoena was the checklist.
Oh, yes, there's absolutely, yes.
So
they actually listed that was released on the search warrant.
My point is, on that checklist, at what point did they mistakenly think the passports was on the checklist?
Yeah, now see, that's the disturbing stuff because Trump is even claiming that not only did they take his passports, but they took some client
confidential information.
Right, client privilege.
Lawyer-client privilege, confidential information.
Yeah, information. So that's disturbing because they knew that they were taking it. You can't tell me that they were just in there blindly taking stuff.
Exactly.
Right? A search warrant means you're specifically
searching
for certain things.
Yes. And then you have the liberal media trying to spin it, saying that, well, it was a mistake.
Oh, come on.
But listen to this. I want you to hear this first. Where they're talking on here, where the FBI actually admitted to taking it.
First time we have confirmation that the FBI and the Justice Department believes it over-collected evidence when it was at Mar-a-Lago, meaning it collected evidence that was not covered by the search warrant. Tonight, I have confirmed from two different sources that the Justice Department called President Trump's defense lawyers today, confirming that they did take his three passports. They are making arrangements to send it back, saying they are obligated to return it because it's outside the scope of the subpoena. They have also informed Trump defense lawyers, the Justice Department has, over the last few days, that there's likely privileged materials that the FBI collected that now has to be segregated and returned to the president. Those privileges could be attorney-client privilege or, more likely, executive privilege. Now, this is remarkable. I talked to a lot of FBI people today who told me, this warrant was already remarkably broad. They basically go in and get anything that looked like a presidential record. To then collect something like a passport, which most agents can recognize pretty quickly, or privileged documents, raised concerns among career FBI officials. You're going to see some of them quoted in my story tomorrow about just how this raid was conducted and the sort of lack of precision that was carried out during this raid.
Exactly, the lack of precision. The lack of precision. That's the key word there. The lack, right? The lack, or the key phrase, the lack of precision. And they did this. They did this knowing good and well. And the reason why I think they took the passports again is because they wanted to make President Trump look like he was a flight risk. And they're so stupid, they forget that he has his own airplane. He doesn't have to show a passport to get on his own airplane, does he? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, give me a break. He has still security detail following him everywhere he goes, okay? I mean, what kind of flight risk is he really? Give me a break. But will we actually have a caller on the line? We have Joe from Montana.
Joe from Montana. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good. There
he
is.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
The thing is it seems like you guys have delved and dived deeply into this. Have you heard anything about Jared Kushner being the mole?
I have not heard about Jared Kushner being the mole. What, I mean, have you heard? Obviously, you've heard it because you're bringing it up. What do you think about him being the mole? Do you think it's possible that he's the mole? And how would he benefit and gain from that?
Yeah, there have been rumors about his disloyalty to Trump dating back to about a year. People have been suspicious of Kushner from the beginning, probably. But that's about all that I know about, because the details and all of that are not comprehensive. So I thought maybe you guys might have heard something more. I heard about this maybe about 2 days ago.
Yeah, you know what?
That's all I know.
I'm just going to say, if I can, real quick, it kind of sounds like a QAnon spin-off type deal. And the reason why I say that is because when President Trump was in office, they were trying to say that Jared Kushner is the Antichrist because he was doing all of these things overseas. He was actually working on the Abraham Accord. And they were just trying to make him a connection with him being evil and this and that. And none of it ever panned out. And so it kind of sounds like, you know, another QAnon conspiracy type thing. And that's probably the reason why we hadn't heard it, because I don't follow Q. I'm not saying that you do. But, you know, once Q puts something out there like that, it spreads pretty quick.
Well, what I read about it, the article that I had read it in was an alt-right article. It wasn't by QAnon, and I forget exactly if it was RT or Zero Hedge or which one of them, but they didn't have any details. They just said that according to some sources, Jared Kushner might have been the mole. So that's about all I know.
Speculating.
That's why
Yeah, so they're just speculating.
It's so easy to do that anymore when we say whistleblowers or, you know, sources say. I so hate that because it's really not transparent,
it's
right?
It's discrediting, actually.
Yeah. And these days, it seems like it almost discredits them.
Yeah.
Almost.
Does anybody
to me, the operative word is, yeah. The thing is that if the FBI or CNN says, well, our sources say, after a while, you
exactly.
know that the sources or anonymous sources might be made up. Could be made up also.
Or they come from some of our Democrat Congress
yeah.
people.
yeah, but if a whistleblower is telling one of the other alt-right websites, the citizen journalist, as it were, something, then, you know, I would like to know what the whistleblower's name is, but if they're not ready to give their name because they're still engaged in some kind of undercover activity, then I can understand it. But, of course, you always have to take whatever you're reading with a grain of salt unless you actually have the real name, the real address, the real phone number, and the real documents behind it. My criteria just exactly as I said, you know, if I'm going to read an article, I will take it at, I won't take it at face value. I'll put it aside and say that might be true, that might not be true. And when circumstances come out to actually make that article true, then that article in the future will have more credibility with me.
Well, let me say this. If we look back to when the raid took place on Mar-a-Lago, who was the first ones coming out saying that Trump has a mole? Who was the first ones to come out saying that?
The media.
The liberal media. The liberal media was the first ones coming out saying that there was a mole in President Trump's camp. For all we know, there is no mole. And the reason why I say that is because back in June, the FBI showed up. They took away 15 boxes. They knew exactly what was left. They knew. They knew exactly where to go. They knew which room President Trump had the padlock on. So it was no secret. So when they went back in there, they knew what documents were already there because they left them from the last time. So they don't even need a mole. And again, when that mole story first came out, they have someone on the inside. That was the liberal lying media pushing that narrative. And then it just spread from there. And see, they're very good at that. They're very good at that. And then
that's how they did the dossier.
Yeah, same thing with the dossier.
Somebody gave them information, right?
Yep.
It actually just excuses why they do what they do, right? They say, this person told us, and therefore we had no other choice but to go in and investigate.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, the sad thing is we're so untrusting of everything that we see, we hear, we read. Just like you said, Joe, I do the same thing you do. Will say something to me, and he'll say, "Oh, did you hear?" And I'm like, let me go research that real quick.
Oh, absolutely.
And to me, it has to make sense. Would Trump and his entire family, as tight as they are, would they not know by this time that Kushner was a problem?
Yeah, they would know by
really
now.
Was.
They would know by now.
Yeah, I don't think he would have gotten this far along. But
well, I don't know.
You know,
I don't really know because we don't really know what's going on inside the heads of all of Ivanka and Jared Kushner
and
Donald Trump himself.
That's true.
So we don't really know.
True.
You know, and Ivanka had to switch over. She had to become Jewish in order to marry Jared. Right then and there, that might have been, you know, a rift in the family. Right then and there, Donald Trump might not have liked Jared Kushner as his son-in-law.
Well, I don't think he would have embraced him into his administration and everything.
I don't think he would keep him at arm's length.
Just like the daughter he had from Marla Maples, she's kind of been, you know, outcasted a little bit.
She's been real outspoken about how much she dislikes Trump.
Yeah. So I don't think that they have a problem with just charging somebody from the family if they have issues with them,
exactly.
to be honest.
Exactly.
But, you know,
I think it is proving. I think they're probably doing this because they want that animosity to be created because they've been pushing about Jared Kushner for the longest.
Like I mentioned, they
said he was the Antichrist,
here is
which
the
is completely
is
asinine.
We know that the FBI has been broken. We know that they've lied about things previously before. So has the media. They pushed the whole Russia hoax. So when you look at what
Russia has,
the viable, you know, story, like what is more likely, it's more likely to me that the FBI is corrupt and the media is lying than it is that Kushner's the problem.
Exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, take a look at what they did to Roger Stone. If Roger Stone didn't have security cameras on his house,
yep.
you would never believe
yep.
that they would raid him on, I don't think it was even on a criminal offense. I think it was on a civilian, well, probably criminal, because the FBI wouldn't be there for a civilian type of, for a civil suit.
Right.
But they dragged him out, a non-criminal, somebody who doesn't have any history of violence. They dragged him out in handcuffs. They were almost about to drag his wife out of handcuffs, but, you know, it was bad enough that they gave Stone a perp walk in front of his family. And then they said that they didn't inform CNN, but CNN was there before them.
Exactly, right? I mean,
yeah,
so what does that say?
Exactly.
It was a story to perpetuate a certain agenda that they have, always.
Yep, hands down. Well, hey, Joe, I want to thank you so much for giving us the call.
Sure.
Yeah, I like your name, Joe. Reminds me of Joe Brandon.
Thanks. All right.
And the good one. You're the good
okay.
Joe, though.
You're
we like you.
Joe.
You're the good Joe.
You're the Joe we like.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Joe.
Have a good
well,
weekend,
thank you,
Joe.
Guys. You too.
All right, take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
But you know what, Shannon? He has a good point, right? Talking about how they put out all this information, and he said it was from a right-wing outlet that put out that information. But I've known right-wing outlets that back in the day when, you know, when Trump was in office, where they were saying Kushner's the, you know, the devil, Kushner and this and Kushner that. And they were saying it because Kushner was actually doing positive things overseas. He was making the Abraham Accords take place. He was organizing all of that. And President Trump went over there and worked it out. And they were saying he was the Antichrist because he was doing that. But again, the liberal left, and I don't know why those on the right, they fall for this over and over. The liberal communist progressive left, they'll make up a story. They'll push something out there. Same thing like there's a mole in President Trump because they were the first ones saying it. And then all of a sudden, it's going out there. Does he have a mole? Does he have a mole? Does he have a mole? People are questioning it. They're very good at manipulating people, getting people to believe that's out there like that. Just and it don't even have to be true. They can just get it as a rumor started. Same thing with the nuclear codes. President Trump has the nuclear codes. Just to get the rumor started, and then all of a sudden, he has nuclear codes. And they're
right.
actually pushing
and
the fact that he has nuclear codes. Yeah, but there's no evidence, there's no proof that he has nuclear codes.
Yeah, and then
and on top of that, they change the nuclear codes every day. It's not twice a day for a month.
And then they bring all these nuclear experts like going, how dangerous is it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Who has this information?
And it's the left. They start this nonsense.
They really do.
They start it. And then they get all these other ones, and then it shows up on Drudge Report, nuclear codes, and boom. There might be some nuclear codes here. The FBI already knew what was in the daggone
room. You know what's more scary? The Joe
why did they take
the
what? I did too. Yes. Ooh wee. Yeah.
That's actually scarier to me.
He has the football is real close to him.
Too close.
That, you know. I
right?
mean, seriously, he's like, oh, what's this button? Is this the toilet
well,
button?
He might fall off just like he fell on the off of his bike. You know. To me, like I said, you always have to look at what's obvious, right? And to me, the obvious problem is the FBI. Will, you know what? You and I were going to circle back. You like I said, circle back. We're going to circle back and talk about Pence.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because I wanted your opinion because Pence came out this week, and he was saying how we need to support the upper tiers of the FBI.
The same
that
one
we
that
don't need
the same one
that's
raided President Trump's home.
Yeah, we don't need to come out and be bashing the FBI. That he said it was equivalent to the left defund the police, which is completely wrong. I mean, I thought, you know what? And just sitting there, you know, I was listening to him, and I just thought, and the claps were real mediocre. You know what I mean? Oh, we have the clip.
Are you talking about Pence?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and play the audio clip because he was asked a question about him going before One of the questions, not in this particular audio clip, one of the questions was he was asked if he would go before the January 6th committee and, you know, and talk to them if they asked him to. And he's like, yeah, you know, if they asked him to, yeah, sure. You know, like, yeah, I'll come and spill the beans.
Yeah, I complied with them already, so what do I have to lose?
Exactly. So listen to him as he talked about the upper level, seventh floor of the FBI, that we should stop criticizing them for all of the corruption that they have been doing for the last 7 years plus.
That said, earlier today and elsewhere, I also want to remind my fellow Republicans, we can hold the Attorney General accountable for the decision that he made without attacking rank and file law enforcement personnel at the FBI. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. Our party stands with the men and women who serve on the thin blue line at the federal and state and local level. And these attacks on the FBI must stop. Calls to defund the FBI are just as wrong as calls to defund the police.
You know what? I have a problem with that because the FBI is the central, I guess you could say,
police of the government. They are the top in America.
And they're centralized there with the government. And literally our government is weaponizing them and using them wrong. Listen, cops throughout the United States are just doing their everyday job. You know, people may not like it. They may say, oh, you know, even the left has created lies about them,
mm-hmm.
right? We're highly against that. But listen, you cannot say after all the things that you listed before, Will, that something doesn't need to be done about our FBI.
Yes.
It needs to be, what do you say? Some people say it needs to be decentralized.
They need to be dismantled, and it needs to be have different branches throughout the country.
That's what a lot of people have been
That's what
for.
Needs to happen. They've gotten too big. It's just like the tech companies. The tech companies have gotten too big.
And they've
gotten
political.
They need to be broken up.
They're totally political now.
Yes,
they're right?
100% political.
I mean, it's
that's
sad their, to
that's
say.
Their game. They're going after political rivals, and President Trump possibly returning in 2024 terrifies them. So they're using the FBI. The FBI has become the strong arm of the Democrat Party to attack President Trump.
Let me ask you this: you know, I'm sitting thinking, honestly, the Democrats have even politicized local police forces, which is why a lot of people are leaving. Which is why prosecutors are fleeing as well.
New York.
Because they're being used politically, they're saying that's not what we're meant to do.
Yep.
That's not our job. We're to protect and serve the people of the state, city, you know, whatever. And
county, yeah, exactly. But, you know, New York being a prime example. We did a report a couple weeks ago where they were talking about over 1,000
prosecutors
have resigned, left. Because what's happening is that the criminals are getting caught, and then they prosecute them, but then they just let the criminals back out on the street.
Well, but because of the new laws that they have, they're so easy on crime,
yeah, and then
they're not actually sentencing anybody
exactly.
to anything.
And then there's the, what, no bail money?
Yeah.
You know?
So they're just getting out anyways, and then when it comes time for them to be in court, just like we saw in L.A. with those, what was it, those two guys that had 150,000 fentanyl pills?
Mm-hmm.
The no bail thing came in. They went in and released these two guys, which they were illegals, by the way, before even being able to question them. The lawyers got them out of jail.
Right.
They came to question them, and then they never showed up.
Talk about corruption.
I mean, it is.
It's like, that sounds like we're watching a movie.
Doesn't it?
You know, the lawyers come in, okay, we're going to get you out of here now before they come. And that says there's somebody with money behind
somebody
it.
Somebody knew what was
and
happening.
The Democrats are fully aware of this, and they're like, you know what, let it go. This is perfectly fine.
And I think they put, like, the judge put, like, $1 million on each one of them.
Yeah, $1 million apiece, bounty on them. But they're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone. They're brought out of the country, whatever. If nothing else, and they probably got, you know, because they lost all the $150,000, $150,000 fentanyl pills. It's more than $150,000. They probably got to ship back to the cartel, and the cartel probably, you know, done them in. You lost all of my drugs. You're done. That's probably what happens to them. You're never going to find them. They're never going to find them. And if they do find someone, I would question, are these the actual guys that they had with the fentanyl in the first place?
That's the sad thing. We have no faith anymore. Because of what
because of
their actions, we don't have faith in them anymore.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just like here, you have both Biden administration writing, what I say, was it a 13 or 19 page thing to the judge asking him to keep
the affidavit
for President Trump.
And why would he do that? And
why would he do that? And then you also have the FBI saying, hey, listen, we need you to keep this sealed. And the victim is saying, no, completely unseal it. I'm not guilty.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. It's right in front of our eyes, is it not, Will?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that we're even having a conversation about all of this.
Yeah.
That's what's really interesting, that this corruption is so bad.
Yeah.
And you have people
in our face, actually.
It's just in our face. And you know the reason why it's like that? Because President Trump, I'm blaming President Trump. And you know how I'm blaming him?
Because he disrupted their
whole agenda. He woke up people. He had people starting to see what was actually happening behind the curtain. And because he woke people up, we're seeing all of it. And they know that because of President Trump, the positive things that he was doing, people see how corrupt they are, and now they say, well, you know what? He did so many crazy things that were so positive for the American people. Well, we can do crazy things that won't be positive for the American people, but then we'll turn around and tell them that it is positive.
You know what's funny to me is we played a video. I think we played it on the podcast, too, where that guy in New York was questioned by a reporter, and they said, hey, you know, why are you out here? And he's like, oh, because there's never been a president ever in our history that's been, what they say?
As guilty.
As guilty as President Trump. He's like, oh, what's he been proven guilty of? Well, I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. They say President Trump has done all of these things. Well, how many times? I mean, even just the Russia hoax itself caused this country millions of dollars to investigate, right? And then you got these January 6th hearings, which are totally ridiculous, which, by the way, today it came out that the White House security knew that there was a threat, but they failed to tell the Capitol Police that there was a threat for January 6th.
You're saying the White House knew? President Trump knew?
Pelosi knew.
Pelosi knew.
Yeah.
Because you just said the White House knew.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I mean.
Well, President Trump actually called
Biden
for more
it.
Security before it even happened, and they refused to add the
right,
the extra
Pelosi
security.
Is somewhere in there.
Pelosi,
like, she approved
Pelosi,
it or something like that.
Pelosi is over it. Pelosi actually, come to find out, what they're allegedly reporting is that Pelosi actually denied it.
Right.
She denied any more security to be showing up. And they, you know what? And they don't want to bring that information up in the hearing. They want to keep that information
on
the wraps.
Yeah, that hasn't been brought out.
They don't want to talk about that. And to be honest with you, I haven't even watched the hearing.
Yeah, but
because
my point
is, the hearings are pointless.
My point is,
completely stupid.
Trump has yet to be charged with anything.
No. That's why they raided his home. It's completely obvious.
I mean, if he's so guilty, would he have not been charged with something?
Well, you know what? Again, let me explain it one more time here. Let me explain it again. You have a murder report. There's been a murder right now. President Trump has murdered somebody, Shannon. This is exactly what they've been doing. President Trump has murdered somebody. And they say, well, he did. And they say, well, what evidence? Well, we don't have any evidence yet. We have to keep looking until we find evidence. And then they go, well, is there a missing persons report? No, there's no one actually missing, but we have to keep investigating until we find the missing person. Is there a skeleton? Is there a weapon? Is there any probable cause? Is there something to tip us off that there was actually a murder? No, there wasn't. But we need to keep looking until we find out that there was a murder.
They go, I believe or I feel.
Yeah, I feel that there was a murder.
I feel
like there was one. Yeah, that's exactly it. I feel that there was one. And that's exactly the same thing with the Russia collusion, delusion, all of it. Everything. They feel that President Trump has done something. We don't know what he's done, but we feel that he's done something wrong because we don't like him. That's their whole motto. That's their M.O. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And I think, you know, you and I have talked about it, and we've even heard many people now being interviewed on the streets where they're saying that they really don't even trust the FBI anymore. They're starting to feel that they've been highly deceived in what is happening in America. Because here's the thing. They now compare to what their life was before Trump and what their life is after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, it's natural to do this when a new president comes into office. But have we ever seen such a decline in our lifestyle and in our lives after a president has taken office as we do with Biden? It is pathetic.
With Biden?
Yeah, it's pathetic. Once he sat down in that seat with his executive pen, life has been far worse for Americans. People are struggling.
Yeah, hands down. You know, and you made me think about something else. You made me think about what other president in the past has gone through so much, so many attacks like President Trump has.
Man.
And he's not even in office. And look at the extreme level.
He hasn't even been out for 2 years yet.
Exactly. I mean, it's like he's still there.
Yeah.
It's like they're acting like he's still there. And the level of attacks on President Trump is just unbelievable. And it's like they can't let up. It's like they can't go, well, you know, President Trump, you know, he didn't do anything wrong, but they can't let it go. I want to play that audio clip which you brought up, which you mentioned a minute ago, how they're talking about, you know, President. Let me just set it up here. It was after President Trump, after they raided President Trump's home, of course, people went to Trump Tower and a total progressive communist standing outside with a sign that said, arrest Trump. So then they go up and they start, and one of the reporter goes up and started asking the people, well, what crime did President Trump commit? You know, listen to this.
Is this unprecedented to arrest a former president for not turning into
a former president that had committed this many provable criminal acts?
This many provable criminal acts.
Where is your proof?
So the question is, what are those provable criminal acts? And this is so classic. And you know what? This is so typical of the left. So listen.
What are the provable criminal acts, I guess?
Provable criminal acts. Well, I'm done talking.
You can't make this up. You can't make it up. I'm done talking. All these criminal acts.
Because they sit there and they start thinking, like, really for a minute. Like, at that moment, they're actually putting some actual thought into what they say. Because every other time they're just, you know, saying what.
They're just regurgitating what they heard from
MSNBC. Right, but all of a sudden, when you put them on the spot and say, okay, yeah, what has he done?
Yeah.
They just sit there and like, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. One of the things that they've been saying, I've seen this on Twitter, on my other Twitter account, you know, my other one they deleted. But on my other Twitter account, I've been seeing a whole bunch of leftist progressives on there saying that, you know, President Trump, he has committed crimes. And they said, what about all the women that he raped? And I'm like, so all these women that he supposedly raped.
Yeah, rape women.
Which, I know this. I mean, you're talking to me. You're like looking at me and telling me he didn't rape women. I know this. But they fixed it in their minds that they have because they had all these women that come out and say that he assaulted them when they, and every single one of them have dropped off. Because they were all lying.
Well, just like, what's her name?
Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, she actually had to pay Trump.
Yeah, she ended up having to pay Trump. That's so beautiful. She ended up having to pay Trump.
Yeah. For his legal fees and everything because it was a farce.
Because, straight up. Her and Michael Amanutti.
Yeah, and he's in jail.
Yeah, and he's in jail for fraudulent stuff. And you know what? And then even the liberal media will say that, you know, Mike Romanetti, he was letting us know what Trump was doing.
They're talking about him anymore.
And I'm like, really? They see him credible. Or the other guy, what was his name? Was it Michael Cohen, the lawyer that got butthurt because he didn't?
Oh yeah.
Because he didn't get a position in the White House, he got completely butthurt about it.
He said he was going to spill the beans.
He said he was going to spill the beans, and they were taking everything that he was saying was truthful, and then he ended up going to jail for lying.
You can't
make it up.
You can't.
Like, this is unbelievable. But you know what? This is the same MO from the left that we get every single time. Same thing here with the FBI. Let me talk about your girl, Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, she has lost her primary. And I was celebrating that she lost her primary. And I don't even live in Wyoming. I'm in the state of Texas, and I was happy that she lost her primary.
Yeah, we were watching that. We were on pins and needles that whole day.
Yeah, I was kind of like, you know, well, I was kind of thinking that, yeah, you know, there's no way that she can win.
Right.
But you know what? We said that about Joe Brandon, and look what happened, you know.
Sure.
And you know what? I'm wondering if she's upset, Liz Cheney's upset, because the Democrats didn't do the same thing for her that they did Joe Brandon. You know what I'm talking about? Some mules, maybe? All I'm just saying, I'm just asking the question. Maybe, you know what, because she even said that she got along better with Democrats than she did Republicans.
You know what I have to say about all that? She served her purpose for that. She served her purpose.
Yeah.
She did the January 6th.
They used
Somebody
her.
Somebody was going to have to take the fall.
They used her.
They
oh,
used
but you know
her.
What? I never did complete the question you had for me earlier. I know we got off on it. Mike Pence.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted my opinion about Mike Pence.
Yeah, what's your opinion?
He's a snake.
So Cheney.
He's a snake. And actually, yesterday I created this meme.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, I created this meme. It said Cheney Pence 2024, and I put it out on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, seriously?
I put it out there, and a whole bunch of people started laughing at it.
Talking about a losing ticket right
there. Oh, yeah,
there.
And I put the colors. I put Cheney as a dookie green color,
uh-huh.
A puke green, uh-huh. Diarrhea green. And I put I put the Pence as yellow, you know, because he has no bind, no spine, no backbone. And then I did the 2024 in blue because they're rhinos, Democrats. They're basically Democrats running as Republicans. That's all it is. I can't even believe that. But anyways, he's a total snake. And what he did was completely wrong. We all know that what he did was wrong. And he's expecting us to look the other way. There's still people go out and listen to him after speak, low numbers, but there's still people doing it. Same thing with Liz Cheney after she went out and conceded and you know, basically lying, saying President Trump did this and did that. There's still people listening to him.
I mean, it's interesting, though. They're not showing their crowds, maybe just a little bit, the first couple of rows, just to say,
yeah, well,
hey, people were there.
It's interesting because Liz Cheney, they showed a picture that was kind of low, and showing the first row of everybody standing there, and you can just see a couple people behind the first row, and Liz Cheney standing there. It was a couple people there. I mean, and people don't want to return to what the establishment Democrats, the establishment Rhino Republicans have done to the nation.
Yeah.
They're tired of that. They're tired of being told how you should live your life. They're being tired of telling you that you need to buy certain health care. They're tired of telling you that you need to ignore the southern border while we're being invaded. They're tired of the American people the American people are tired of them being purposely manipulated when now everyone's eyes are open.
You know, they are
and they act like these on the left and even these Ronald Republicans, they're so disconnected, so out of touch, Mike Pence being one of them, that they don't even realize that the American people are awake to it. They think that they're still in this same tunnel.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I follow a couple of Democrats, publications on Twitter, right? So there's this one that had Representative Grassley, who's from Texas, talk about how he's for a cap of a prescription insulin for $35, right? Well, then the Democrat thing says, but he just voted against it last week, right? Because one of the things they're actually voting in this inflation bill
tack on more money to the budget. They tack on everything.
Well, the thing is they tack on other stuff that they know they won't otherwise be able to pass, right? So, like, So then people go and say, oh, well, you didn't vote for the insulin thing. Well, because it was almost $1 trillion. What was it? Oh, yeah, it was almost $1 trillion, right? 700 and...
It's just like the veterans. It's just like the veterans bill. And there's a whole bunch of conservatives out there right now upset with Republicans that didn't want to vote for it.
Yeah, now, if you just put the veterans bill by itself, if you just put the cap on insulin by itself, everybody would
but
vote
they,
on
but
it.
They, but see, people,
but they don't.
People don't know.
People don't know.
People don't know that
right.
The Democrats tack other stuff onto it, tack
Bill
on billions of dollars, uh-huh. A spending spree money, and then they turn around and only say, hey, the Republicans not voting for this.
Right.
The thing that you really need, the thing that you want, the Republicans not voting on this. But they leave out the key point about all of the other billions of dollars that's not even going to this,
right.
But going
like
to whatever it is that they want
right.
to spend it on.
So, of course, Grassley voted against the inflation bill because he knew ultimately that would hurt everybody. So, of course, I retweeted it and I told him, listen, this is just how they twist what is happening. If it was a standalone bill, of course they would have voted for it. Just like the veterans bill, if it stood by itself, of course all these people would vote for it. Both of the bills, by the way, passed. But in the veterans bill, there was it $400 billion where they could Congress could spend it any way they wanted. It wasn't even going to go towards veterans at all.
Spending spree.
Right. So a lot of people were like, well, can you take that out? Can we just make sure that all this other money goes to the veterans, and of course they didn't take it out.
No.
And because there was so much backlash,
yep.
A lot of Republicans went ahead and voted for it because they
yep.
made them look
because,
bad.
Because it's midterm election, and the Democrats do this every single time.
And because people don't
right in midterm election, if you don't go for this, they're going to come turn around and say, well, even if they do, see the Republicans, these stupid Republicans that vote for it, they're screwed if they do, screwed if they don't. And if they don't do it, they're gonna go around and promote saying, hey, they didn't vote for this, they didn't support this, blah blah blah. And then if they do support it, it's gonna come around and say, well, hey, it's gonna hurt them with their constituents. Say, hey, you just voted on this, knowing that the Democrats put all this information in there. Why would you do that? You see, and the Democrats, they have such a big mouth, they have intimidated Republicans, especially Rhino Republicans, to give them what they want. Why do you think Mitch McConnell gives them what they want? Why do you think Liz Cheney did what they want? Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Kissinger.
Manchin, to be honest.
Manchin's a Democrat, but they...
But I'm saying he got what he wanted.
He got what he wanted.
So he would vote on it.
Yeah. So they hold stuff over these people's heads, and they use methods to control people. And they don't even, and the rest of the country don't even recognize it. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't know it either until I started doing my research and started looking at all of this stuff. And then I'm like, well, why won't they vote for it? And they said, oh, because that's in there.
Yep.
And they don't even talk about that.
Right.
And when you turn on the liberal media news, they don't even talk about it. They only talk about what's going to pull on your heartstrings.
Absolutely. Just like the veterans bill, when they brought that up, I was like, let me see why they didn't vote on it.
Exactly.
Right? Like, what
most people,
actually is this all about? And then we found out what it was about, and I was like, you know, that's so deceptive. Because
and most
even
people
I,
are not going to do what you do and go look it up.
Yeah.
And they know that.
Yeah.
They know that. There's some Hollywood star to go out there acting like they're fighting for a cause where they weren't fighting for the cause until some Democrat talked to them and convinced them, say, hey, we need your help to do this. And then they come out there and start screaming about it. That's the only reason why that happens. And we're seeing it over and over. We're seeing it over and over. It's so disturbing how much the liberal left controls so many people.
Oh, man. You know, we see it all the time, and it's actually overwhelming, isn't it, Will?
It is.
I mean, you sit there and you think, how did we get here? You know what I mean? And is there a way to get out? Because these Democrats have people deceived. That it's heartbreaking. It's torn apart families, friends,
yeah.
Coworkers.
Yeah.
It's made our work environment, school environment, just miserable.
Just walking down the street somewhere, and someone sees
even
that you
going have, to a
going to a grocery
a
store,
game.
A game, or anything. You have
know, they politicize it somehow, and you're just like, really? I just want to watch basketball.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We actually went to a basketball game, and they had the wokeness on the screens up there. Had nothing to do with basketball, but they're pushing the wokeness on in everybody's faces.
Vaccine. Is there something about?
No, they were doing something about, because it wasn't even Black History Month. But they were doing something talking about Black people. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I'm like, what in the world does this got to do with basketball?
Right? I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking, if you're going to do this for specifically Black people, where's the video for white people? Where's the video for Asians? Where's the video for Hispanics? I mean, where's the video for all the other nationalities on the planet? Where are they at? But
yeah,
they don't do that.
While you're sitting there watching basketball that mostly has white people on the basketball
on the court
that make millions of dollars.
Yeah. Millions of dollars.
More than you.
They're so oppressed. Having to run up and down that court with that ball. They're so oppressed.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's beyond. So do we have enough time here? Real quick. Yeah, I think we do. I want to play Liz Cheney comparing herself to Abe Lincoln.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln also...
She's trying to compare herself. You hear this? Like, oh, I lost, so, but hey, I can be president, is what she's alluding to.
Yep.
Ultimately prevailed. He saved our union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us, Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. As we meet here tonight, that remains our greatest and most important task. Most of world history is a story of violent conflict, of servitude and suffering.
You hear this? I mean, there's no comparing her. And you know, the first time we saw this, you brought up a good point, that the difference between her and Abraham Lincoln is that the Democrats hated Abraham Lincoln to the point to where they killed him.
They love her. They love her.
Oh, my goodness. They love her. So there's the difference. And for her to lose this big, I think she lost by 30%.
Yeah.
She lost by 30%.
Yep.
Tells you a lot. It's like she's so detached, just like Mike Pence. They're so detached, thinking that, well, this will just pass. People will forget that how nasty I was. And she's trying to come across like, I was doing this fighting for our Constitution. I was doing this fighting for the American people. No, you weren't. You were doing this for the strong arm of the Democrat Party.
Yep.
That's the reason why she was doing it.
Yep.
She was happy to get up there. She was butthurt about President Trump, and she was still butthurt about him after he left office. Still butthurt about him today.
Yeah.
And because of her actions, she can't blame President Trump because she's no longer there. She needs to blame herself, and she's acting like a straight-up Democrat. Not acknowledging.
She acts like it's Trump. Even in
that's my
she
point.
Said,
she's acting like it was Trump and not
Trump.
Her. And she's
yeah.
not. She's act. She's not even taking responsibility for her own actions. The same thing all leftist Democrats do. They never take responsibility. She did this. She caused this. She's to blame. 100%. Did I say 100%?
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to finish.
You're waiting for me to finish. I don't know if I can be finished, but, you know, it's just I look at these people, and there's something, when you talk about mental illness, there's something mentally going on wrong with these people, because for her to sit there and think that she has a chance to be president.
Why the Republican, for
there's,
sure.
Yeah, there's an audio clip.
Why would Democrats even trust her if she switched parties?
There's an audio clip on the Communist News Network. I don't have time to play it now, but they're even on there saying that, what is she even thinking?
Yeah,
that she's going to be able to run for president.
Yeah.
Who's going to support her? Because she can't. If she runs as a Republican, they're not going to the point where she get on the debate stage.
No, she won't even make it past the primary.
Yeah, and her whole goal, they admitted, her whole goal was to try to take down President Trump to prevent him from being able to run again in 2024. That was her whole take. That was her whole agenda. And it's coming out. And she's still all about that. She's still thinking about, how can I take President Trump down?
The hate for Trump.
Oh, my
people.
Goodness.
You know what I mean? It
Trump derangement syndrome.
Yep.
It is a real thing. It is a real thing. Okay, everybody. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. Hey, we are here every Thursday, God willing. Please, do me a favor. Don't forget to show support for our sponsor, ATP, American Truth Project. All you have to do is go to any browser and type in American Truth Project, and it will direct you to information that you don't get anywhere else and information that you need to know about. Again, that is American Truth Project. They are the sponsor of this broadcast that you'll listen to. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Be safe out there. God bless. Take care.